peace. The national government and the county government of West Pequot, with the support of the International Organization for Migration, IOM, have organized a public hearing session to deal with the upsurge of communal conflicts in the region. The forum, which was conducted in Orwa Market, gave representatives from various communities in the region a platform to give their opinions on the conflicts experienced in the region, which has always threatened to disrupt peace every so often. The objective of the public hearing was to improve social cohesion and knowledge exchange in order to build up mechanisms of preventing conflicts in the region. Pequot Central Deputy County Commissioner, Jeremiah Tumo, emphasized the significance of the collaboration between the International Organization for Migration, IOM, the county government, and the national government in implementing peace and conflict resolution programs in conflict-prone areas of West Pequot County. The main goal of these peace initiatives is to prevent resource-based conflicts, promote sustainable peace, and enhance unity among communities in the region and along the county borders, DCC Tumo said. The public hearing meeting brought together stakeholders, including peace actors, peace monitors, elders, youth, women, and opinion leaders, he added. DCC Tumo said there is need to address the region's vulnerability to banditry and cattle rustling activities and how peace can be built. The objective of the event was to engage in a constructive dialogue with the local residents and peace stakeholders regarding the prevailing peace and security challenges along the border of West Pequot and Turkana County, he further stated. The DCC emphasized the significance of public hearing in attaining peace and also stressed the importance of holding a peace dialogue between the stakeholders and the community members. He observed that individuals from the general public expressed their opinions and preferences regarding the measures that the national and county governments and NGOs could adopt to strengthen peace and security in the county. This collaborative endeavor aims to foster sustainable peace and development, he stated. DCC Tumo emphasized that the Orwa region has faced challenges with highway banditry, cases of cattle rustling, and the subsequent tensions and mistrust. He pointed out insecurity challenges have rendered the road traversing the area impassable, hindering transport activities. The prevailing tension arises when incidents of insecurity are not addressed, DCC Tumo said. DCC Tumo highlighted the significance of incorporating the recommendations presented by the public during the public dialogue session, noting that it plays a crucial role in the restoration of security and tranquility within the county, ultimately leading to the establishment of sustainable peace and security in the broader region. DCC Tumo highlighted the diverse range of programs and activities undertaken by the national government to bolster peace in the region, which included continuous security operations. Specifically, he highlighted the strategic placement of the Lamy Nusi GSU camp at Kynick Bridge, which he said is located at the border of West Pequot and Turkana County, and added that the camp has successfully prevented the encroachment by bandits. In order to enhance the efficiency of security personnel in the area, he outlined the necessary steps to be taken, suggestions put forth by the public which include the provision of modern equipment like armored vehicles, drilling of water sources at the GSU camp, and upgrading infrastructure to support the security officers in the region. He disclosed that approximately 400 households in Chisogan area in Pequot Central Sub-County voluntarily left their homes due to insecurity and have not returned, resulting to closure of schools in the region for lack of students. Additionally, he said efforts are being made by the national and county governments to enhance security in the region by increasing the number of the national police reservists, disclosing that some 105 reservists have been strategically deployed in hotspot areas to restore security and maintain peace.